Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, we're going to talk about one of the most important topics ever, and that's the subject of revival and the fact that we need revival in America and indeed around the world. And I'm going to talk to a new friend who's written a book called Lord, Send a Revival and Let It Begin in Me. And I certainly believe that. And when I found out about the book and the tour that's going to happen, I said, I want that on my podcast. So I'm going to be talking today to Joseph Manoharan, who is the president of Jesus Redeems USA. And I want to, first of all, welcome you and thank you for fitting in this podcast. And I'm just so glad to invite you because I think it's wonderful, and I'll explain to my viewers that in a way you're a missionary from the country of India to America.
Yeah, man.
And you've written a book, which I want to talk about, but I also want to talk about this tour that you're doing to 21 cities called America Belongs to Jesus with Brother Mohan Lazarus. It's going to start a couple days after Easter.
Yes.
Go all the way through the month of April until the 23rd, and we can talk about it more specifically, but
sure.
What prompted this America Belongs to Jesus tour, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Brother Stephen, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I've been following you for the last almost 30 years without knowing you.
You're making me feel old.
Yeah, I met you in one of the Benny Hinn's Crusade years ago, and I'm one of the violent readers of Charisma magazine, print magazine. Now it's digital. So it's my joy and privilege to do this broadcast with you. Thank you so much. You raised a very good question, why we need this 21-day, 21-city prayer tour. So I want to give a small glimpse of the person who is going to lead this prayer initiative. So when Brother Mohan Lazarus, the founder of Jesus Redeems Ministry in India, that comes in the southern part of India, he got saved when he was 14, and God called him to found this particular organization. He's raising prayer warriors, and I will say he's a prayer revivalist, and he's been going to 45 countries. To our country, US alone, he's coming for 25 years. And last year, this is the crux of the story. Last year, when we had a three-day fasting prayer in Dallas on July 12th, so 11th night, after dinner, we went to bed around 12 o'clock. God woke him up and asked him to pray for the country. When he was praying, he saw the throne of God is coming down on the map of America. Then immediately he saw a vision. The devil is threatening him. You are Indian, you are a Tamilian, and you have no right to come and pray for this country. You cannot cry, you cannot pray, you cannot shed tears. You don't belong to America, you go back to India. Then God gave him the revelation. He responded, "Hey, Satan, God and the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to God. God is my daddy. I'm his son. Whatever God's is mine. So I will come to US. I'll come to pray. I'll come to shed the tears until I see the revival." So the next day morning, I was showing a video clip by CBN. They put the birth of the country where the flag was, cross was planted in Jamestown, Virginia. And they declared the country saying, America belongs to Jesus. America is dedicated for the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When he mentioned America belongs to Jesus, he caught on the word. Joseph, this devil was telling me it belongs to him. But our forefathers escaped this country. It belongs to Jesus. So we missed. So we need to claim this country back to Jesus. So God immediately impressed upon his heart to cancel all his program and come to US in the month of April from 3rd to 23, 21 cities, 21 day. We are starting from April, Jamestown, Virginia on 3rd, coming all the way across the country, you know, the Boston, New Jersey, New York, DC, Florida. We are coming to Tampa, Florida, and we may get to see you there. Then Texas, California, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Seattle.
It's just interesting. I mentioned it a moment ago, but America, since very early in its founding, has sent missionaries around the world. Not the only country, of course. There are a number of European countries that have sent missionaries. And now in more recent years, we see South Korea send a lot of missionaries, Brazil, places like the Bahamas, believe it or not. But it's just interesting that India, I mean, I know many missionaries to India. In fact, my parents in their retirement years were missionaries for 1 year.
Wow.
At the Southern Asia Bible College in Bangalore, but they were training young people for ministry. That's missionary of a type.
Yes.
But here, Indians, real Indians, not our American Indians, are coming back to America.
Yes.
Really, probably as it should be, except that it also indicates the spiritual climate in America that we need missionaries from other countries. Talk to me about it, because you dealt with that in your book, Lord, Send a Revival and Begin It With Me.
Yes. So the purpose of this 21-day tour, I just want to complete it. The purpose is the sons of the soil. You know, when we have the meeting for Mohan Lazarus in U.S., in D.C., California, and Texas, we have hundreds coming. There is no problem. But this time, we want the sons of the soil who claim we are born and brought up in this place, the sons of the soil, the daughters of the America, they have to come together and proclaim together America belongs to Jesus. So that's one of the purpose. And you mentioned about the book Revival, what we are talking about, the Lord Send a Revival and Let It Begin in Me. So the every revival, it has to start from the bottom up, not top down. And this particular book, I took 20 years to research and wrote this book. It was published about 2 years ago, and by God's grace, we sold about 8,000 copies. And the purpose of this book is to bring back the restoration. Our God is a God of revival, but beyond that, our God is a God of restoration. The purpose of restoration will come through the revival, and the revival will come only through prayer. So it is a clarion call for the believers to know their rights and privileges, to stand in the gap, fulfilling Ezekiel 20-30. When we call on God, He will come down, and also fulfilling 2 Chronicles 7:14. When we seek His face, when we pray, when we humble, when we forsake all our wicked ways, He will come and heal this land. Not only the physical land, but heal the people and restore to Himself.
One of the interesting things I found in the book was you explained the difference between revival and restoration. And so explain that to my viewers.
Excellent. That's my favorite part of the book. I want to comment with this particular words. You know, restore, redeem, rebuild. So whenever you have a root word, if you add R-E, that means you are going back to your original position. So there was a building, it was destroyed. When we say rebuild, we are bringing the building back to the original position. In the same way, like a restructure, there was a big structure, monument structure, it was destroyed by bomb or anything. When we say restructure, we are bringing back to the original position. In the same way, redeem. Deem means to have it. Somebody is, in the pawn shop, gold shop, they put the jewelry as a pawn, as a pledge, and they are not able to take it back. So invariably, the interest overtakes the principal amount, they lose the jewelry. So another person comes, he paid fully and he redeems and giving back to the person. That means the original position is restored. So in the same context, if we read the word revive, that means vive in Latin is called life. So once God has given us a life, we lost the life. When we say revive, our spirit is revived back to the original position. So this is what our church body is missing to know. Revival means it has to happen individually. When I am revived, then my family is revived. when as a family I come to the church is revived. When the church is revived, the community is revived. When the community is revived, the nation is revived. So the revival is bottom up, not top down. And the revival, in the revival, the condition of the hearts of the people completely change. The condition of the heart of people will turn towards God, like what we read in Malachi chapter 4. The hearts of the children will be turned back to the heart of the Father. So that's what will happen in the revival. So in the revival is a means to get the restoration.
To restore things as they should be. As it should be. Biblical order.
Exactly.
And which has been lost because of sin and all kinds of other things.
Exactly.
And you're, and so your tour is both to, can I say, like a Billy Graham crusade where the gospel will be preached and many people will be stirred in their spirits and accept Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But even more than that, to remind Christians that we may need to humble ourselves and pray. That's why the fasting.
Mm-hmm.
You talked at one point, I saw some of your materials, a 12-hour fast, some other 3-hour fast, some other meetings, probably no fast at all. In fact, talk to me about what people can expect at this tour. And of course, I want people to be able to go to your website and find out. We're going to be showing some pictures and different things to give people an idea. But some will be in churches, some in stadiums, some outdoors. Mm-hmm. What can people expect if they come to one of your meetings?
Yeah. So this, when it comes to restoration, you know, restoring our time, restoring our health, restoring our honor, restoring our position, restoring all that was lost. So that's the whole purpose of this meeting. So we have a 3-day, 3 hours meetings on most of the days. There are 3 Saturdays coming in the month of April. In those 3 Saturdays, we have 12 hours fasting prayer from morning 9 o'clock to evening 9 p.m. So there's a full fast. People will come. Those who cannot have the full fast, they're also welcome. And in the 12 hours period, there'll be a song and worship. There'll be teaching on prayer of commitment. And we are going to go through the Thanksgiving prayer, the prayer of repentance, the prayer of confession, the prayer of the intercession, and strong and the spiritual warfare prayer. That's where George Otis Jr., when he came to one of our meetings, he was blown away. Joseph, I teach on prayer. I conduct this, but I've never seen people who do this on a practical way. He was totally spellbound when Brother Moins was leading on this 3 hours of spiritual warfare prayer. Individually, putting this country in slavery mentality, different aspects, you know, different mountains, you know, 7 mountains concept, you may be very familiar. So the church, the family, the education, the government, the media, the economy, arts and culture, all the 7 mountains, we'll call forth each and every 7 mountain, what is holding in bondage, and we are going to pray against the principalities. We are going to specifically stand in Ephesians 6, 10 to 12, you know, all the rulings and the authorities, the powers of darkness and wicked spirits in the heavenly realm. We're going to fight against those strong men binding this country. And we are going to pray for the prayer of blessing over this nation, blessing in every strand of the society, the people's, the peace, the joy and the righteousness to be restored. And also believe for the Acts 9:31, the calmness and quietness, the people lived in peace. So those are the things going to happen from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And for 3 hours of meetings, the people are encouraged to fast, those who can afford. If not, they can come. It's not a mandatory. They can come and participate. In that, a shortened version of the 12 hours prayer will happen, Thanksgiving prayer and the prayer of intercession and the supplication. And asking forgiveness of God, we allowed this country to go to this level for the abortion, the transgender, the sins of omission, the commission. All these will be dealt. There will be teaching and leading the people in prayer. So one of the great things happens in our meetings, Brother Stephen, is we don't expect the people to listen to the prayer. We will make them to pray together. Bible never said, listen to the prayer, pray together. So we'll make that everybody will be collectively praying together, corporate prayer. That's what we are trying to accomplish. And Brother Mohanse has been telling me in the last 2-3 weeks, God is impressing in his heart so powerfully. There will be a clear-cut, marked difference in the spiritual atmosphere after this 21 days prayer tour in this April 24. So we are excited. We are believing God will do mighty things through these meetings.
Outstanding. You know, a lot of new people will be watching this because you're sending this out to your email list. We'll be putting it on our own platforms here at Charisma Media, on my own platforms. So people who have not yet subscribed to my podcast, The Strang Report, it helps us to subscribe and then hit the little bell so that you're notified every time we're on live on Tuesday and Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I just wanted to put that in there. But I want to do a deep dive on your book. You said this was 20 years in the making. And people right now can get it on your website. So start by telling, in case people don't stay all the way to the end, how they can get the book and find out more about your ministry and also find out more about America Belongs to Jesus, you know, the brochure that I have here that lists all the cities. There's a QR code. We'll try to edit this in so that the viewers have it. Starting in Jamestown, Virginia, where the cross was first planted, as you said, all the way through Florida, right in the middle, and then Las Vegas, Nevada, and finally in Los Angeles on the 22nd and 23rd. So how can people get your book? And then, you know, the book probably takes a couple hours to read. Mm-hmm. And so we can only hit the high spots. We've already talked a little bit about what you said was the most important point, the difference between revival and restoration, which I think is something we need. And also the fact that each of us has a responsibility. This is not something for other people to do, but we need to fast and pray. And I for one, believe that God is not done with America. America still has a role in the world. You know, the book of Revelation talks about a lot of things happening, but there's things that still are yet to come. Jesus himself said that no man knows the day or the hour that he's going to return. Yes. And then the great tribulation and all those other things that are happening. But regardless of what happens, which we have no control over, we need people to accept Jesus or else they will spend eternity away from God in what we call hell. And so it's extremely important. It's not just to make America a nicer place to live without a lot of the craziness that we see all around us, especially in the news media and entertainment and so forth. If there is true repentance, one by one, from the bottom up instead of the top down, we will see changes in those things.
Amen.
And, you know, I want my viewers to hear you, but I will make this comment. We hear stories. I remember stories from the Welsh Revival where the miners who were mining coal, which at the time was pulled by donkeys because mechanization was just coming in.
Yes.
The donkeys didn't know what to do because the miners were getting saved and they weren't swearing at them anymore. And that a lot of the bars and so forth were actually shut down for lack of customers. Mm-hmm. And so we don't see that happen very often, but that is an element of changing our culture. Mm-hmm. I realize that there is a culture war. There are cultural warriors who want the culture changed really without repentance and restoration. But as Christians, we know that that's the only answer. So that's my part. I want you to sort of teach the book and mainly tell my viewers how they can get it.
Okay. So about this book, as Brother Stephen mentioned, it took about over 20 years to read different books on the revival and about watching many hours of videos and seeking God what to write, what to omit. And it was 600-page each book, Stephen, and the publisher said it won't fly 600, let's make it to 272. And There are so many historical nuggets. I literally had the harvest of those things. And many of them I listed. This is the only book you can find. The spectrum of revival is covered from beginning to the end. Normally, we see in the revival books, they'll take one particular Welsh revival the Azusa Street revival or even Pensacola revival. They will take and highlight the big points. But this is the place where you'll find why we need a revival, the reason why we need a revival, the purpose of revival, what are the circumstances that will go before a real revival happens. By the way, I want to tell all the audience of a strong report from your side, there is a hope for America. This is not the first time the history has seen this kind of problem. The history has gone through much more difficult times than this. But now we have remnant contending for the revival. This country shall see the revival. That's for sure. That's a hope we have. And if the viewers are taking the Bible now in Ezekiel 22, chapter 22, we normally go to the straight to the verse. God is looking for one man who will stand in the gap and intercede, and God will not destroy the land. So the destruction of the land is in my hands if I don't pray. And the blessing of this land is in my hands if I obey and pray. So the God is not going to go through our emotions. God is going to fulfill his blessings only through the obedience. So when we read 22:30, he is looking for one man. The circumstances before that is about seven circumstances. Strong, it will be surprising. In the same chapter, 22 verse to 29, it talks about the false prophets. It talks about the false teachers. It talks about the wars. It talks about the priest literally looting the church. The prophets telling people as if they heard from God. God says, I never told you, but you told. And the condition was conducive for the destruction for God because the lawlessness was completely in full shape. So the righteous God wanted to destroy the land, but the loving side of God is telling, no, this is a generation I created. There is a restoration, but I cannot give this restoration until somebody is asking me to intervene. So Daniel, in the book of Daniel, says God is interested in the affairs of the men on the earth. So God is telling, I'm looking for one person. I'm not looking for hundreds and thousands of people. Every revival started with only one man and surrounded by the obedient people with the vision, and it spread. You talk about any revival in the history, Wales revival, in Jeremiah Lanfrey in New York, in a praying revival, in Pensacola, Florida, John Kilpatrick and Stephen Hill. Your name, Stephen Hill there. Stephen was there.
And they're both friends of mine, and I was there many times. So it was a wonderful move of God.
Wonderful move of God. I was there for 7 days. I was soaked in the presence of God. I remember Daniel Kulanda was saved in that meeting. Now he's a part of Reinhard Bonnke's ministry. Talk about Reinhard Bonnke, and who did so much things in Africa. Talk about John G. Lake. One person went to Africa, paved the way for the revival to come. John G. Lake, and we are talking about Jonathan Edwards. So it all started with one man being obedient to the voice of God. So God is, even now, is looking for one man who will obey his voice. Another important thing I think our viewers have to put in their mind, I believe Saint Augustine told one time, without God, man cannot do anything on the earth. And without man, God will not do anything on the earth. This is the pivotal statement we had to take hold of as a believer. Nothing on the earth, in all the sovereignty of God, God will not do anything on the earth without we invite him. Miles Monroe, I know, you know Brother Miles Monroe, he tells, it's a prayer, is a permission we give to God to come and intervene in our affairs. Even the very Lord's prayer is asking God to do what is happening in heaven to invade the earth. So that happens only when I specifically ask God. That's what the revival means. I repent for the sins, truthfully, not lip service. Sometimes we ask sorry, not with the real meaning, you know, like lip service, but the true repentant heart. I think in the words of George Otis Jr., he's saying the true repentance, the humility, is a concept of the revival. So that's what we are expecting will come when the people start reading the book. So when, as they read...
Well, we have less than 2 minutes, and you haven't told us yet your website. We'll try to put it on the screen. Okay. Because I think it's important that people are able to find out more about this America Belongs to Jesus tour, but also get this important book that you've written. So what is your website? How can people connect? And how can people pray for these important meetings?
Sure. So the website is, I came up with a new website, kingdomexpressionministries.com. kingdomexpressionministries.com. You'll find at the back of the book, you know, kingdomexpressionministries.com.
And expression ends in N with no S. So it's expression, yeah. Not expressions.
Yeah.
People should, ministries.com.
Yes.
And people could also Google your name and find it that way.
Absolutely.
And yes. The name of the book is Lord, Send a Revival and Let It Begin in Me. So as we wrap up, I want to give you the last word. I want to encourage people to share this with friends who are interested in revival, praying for revival, people who want to support this ministry. And then I'll give you the last word.
Thank you, Brother Stephen, for having me on your podcast. It's such a blessing again. And I want the viewers to pray for us as we travel across the country, for our health, for the anointing, for the unity of the believers when they come and join, and individual locations where the meetings are happening, the people will be flocking to pray and intercede for this nation, believing and trusting we can bring Jesus back into the country, declaring and proclaiming America belongs to Jesus. That is our heart. I want all the viewers and the prayer warriors all over the country, whoever is going to listen to this, and please pray for all these things that God will bring the restoration to America again.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Joseph Manaharan, for being my guest today, for writing this important book. And thank you to my viewers and listeners for tuning in to the Strang Report. Subscribe if you haven't. Hit the little bell if you haven't. And tune in again every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.